Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in him, and be glad in him. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is Pastor Stephen William, New Season Ministries. Amen. We love to hear from you. We would love to fellowship and worship with you. Amen. We thank God for your meeting us here this morning to get in the Word of God. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad. And I'm so excited about the day because I'm looking forward to what God has in store for us. Amen. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be magnified, and he is worthy to be lifted up. If you want to join us physically to touch and agree that God is sovereign, amen, you can meet us at 1830 Lamont Avenue in Dallas, Texas, amen, at 11:15 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m. Amen, you can catch us on the web or Facebook at New Seasons Christian Ministries, amen, or you can just write us at P.O. Box 383006. Amen. Duncanville, Texas, 75138. We would love to hear from you. Amen. We would love to fellowship with you. We would love to pray with you. Amen. I want to send out a prayer. Amen. To Sister Melville Jackson. She called me on yesterday. Praise the Lord. By accident. Amen. She is trying to reach someone else. Amen. But when we get to talk, I can tell that it was not by coincidence that we were able to connect to one another. And before I got off the phone, she solicited that I pray for her. Amen. So I pray for her right now, but I'm also praying for her now. Amen. There's some things that are going on in her body. I believe she's 7 years old. Amen. And she lives in prayers of the saints, and I just wanted to be guilty of doing what God has called us to do. So I thank God for that opportunity, and I will keep in touch with her. Amen. As God privy it to me. Amen. But I want to get into the lesson on today. Praise God. I thank God for the opportunity. But before we go started, amen, we're going to go boldly before the throne of grace. Father, we love you. We praise and magnify you. We honor you, God, because you made us for a time such as this. God, we ask that you would anoint us and keep us in the center of your will, that we take this word and hide it deep in our hearts that we might not sin against thee. It is your sovereign will, amen, that all things on earth be done as they are in heaven. And God, we're trying right now to do just what you said. We love and appreciate you. We thank you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Praise God, amen. I thank God for the topic of the day. Says, I love God, but, praise the Lord, I love God, but, the song, that's a country song, amen, it's a fairly, it's a little old now, amen, but I like what it said because it kind of brings home the message that I'm talking about today. It says, I love Jesus, but I drink a little, praise the Lord. And then we begin to talk about when he drinks, some of the things that go on and happen, amen, because that drink leads to other things. But I love Jesus, but I drink a little. And if we get honest with ourselves, there's some things, amen, in this Christian walk, amen, as we walk toward the throne of grace, that we're going to have to shed off, amen. But it starts with a confession. It starts with us being real with who we are. Amen. So many times the reason why we're hesitant to do the things of God is because we feel like that we're inadequate. We feel like that we're not measuring up to what God wants us to be. And don't get me wrong, we are a new creation. We are changed. There are some things in us, amen, that God has taken out of us to allow us to be fitly made for kingdom work. But we have to recognize that there's some baggage that we have to let go of. But until we recognize it as baggage, until we recognize it as sin and our past, it's just going to be hard for us to go forward in the things of God. And that's the reason why we keep going around and around that thing instead of going through it, because we're not going to confess what we know is true to the man of God and to the people of God and to God himself. So, you know, I started thinking about that. I said, you know what? We need to be transparent. Jesus was transparent. Jesus was, he committed no sin, even with the gown in his mouth, but he did allow them to see him as a human being, praise the Lord. Allowed them to see him naked as he began to wash their feet, praise the Lord. Or allowed them to see him cry, praise the Lord, when he was there with Lazarus, praise the Lord. Or allowed them to see him go through some perplexed times, glory to God, when he was in a situation where he said, remove this cup from me if it is thy will, but nevertheless, let your will be done. Amen. We know that there confounded in Jesus' life what he showed us as he was transparent with us so that we know that he was touched with infirmities just like we are. He was touched with passions just like we are. And because of that, we can go boldly to the throne of grace and we can be honest about what is going on in our life so that we can be delivered, so that we can be set free, so that we can be perfectly in the will of God. Now, I wanted to read this, amen. When I first got saved, amen, I said, well, you're always preaching about sin, and you're always preaching about sin and all of our sin. I said, you know what? I preached what I knew. Praise God. I knew how to sin. I knew how to fall short. I knew how to backslide. I knew how to do things, amen, that were ungodly. So I preached about it because that's what I knew. And as God begins to open my eyes of understanding, I recognize we need to preach that now. So many times we'll preach about prosperity, and I want to prosper and be good health, because if you with God, you're going to prosper. But when we preach about sin, it seems that people are taking it as a condemnation instead of looking at their lives, examining themselves, and taking out those things that are not like God. So when I first got saved, praise the Lord, I preached a message, amen, out of Romans, the 7th chapter, and I began to read this for myself. I engulfed it. Everything that I said had something to do with that chapter, because I believe that's where I was at the time. I was in a place where I did not recognize fully what God was doing, but I know what was inside of me is not the same thing that I was doing on the outside. And so I started reading the scriptures, praise the Lord. So I'm going to read some scriptures here, amen, as we go into this knowing, amen, that we love Jesus. But let's look at this here. I'm going to start, amen, at the 6th verse. It says, but now we are delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. What should we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin but by the law. For I had no lust except the law had said, thou shalt not covet. But sin taking occasion by me all manner of conspicuous, for without the law sin was dead. For I was alive without the law once. But when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. And the commandment which was ordained to life, I found it to be unto death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it, it slew me. And praise the Lord, I tell you what, I found myself right there. Praise the Lord, I started looking at that scripture, and I said, my God, you are talking to me. This is what I'm feeling. This is what I'm going through. This is my struggle. God, I do love you, but these are the things that I'm seeing happen in my life. Listen, listen, as you begin to know God, praise the Lord, the Bible says to follow on to know him, and sometimes you don't even know what you're sitting about. You don't understand covetousness. You don't understand lasciviousness. You don't start understanding those type of things until you start examining yourself in the Word of God. But when you examine yourself, you recognize, man, I thought I was alive. I thought I was okay. I thought I was good. I thought I was perfect. When I got saved, I thought I would never have the capacity to sin again. But then I saw this new commandment, and that sin revived in me, and I recognized I'm a sinner, praise the Lord. I've transgressed against the things of God. The same thing that I thought would be life to me, I found it to be death. Why? Because I thought God started opening my eyes of understanding and recognize that I am a sinful man. My God, today, what a state to be in when you recognize that you are truly a sinner after you are saved. Recognize how dirty you really were. Sometimes we'll find ourselves going days and weeks and months without looking in the mirror or really examining ourselves, and then we go to a doctor's appointment and we recognize that we don't put on some significant weight, and we're saying to ourselves, how in the world did that happen? I still have to wear the same clothes. I still feel like I'm eating the same thing. I still feel like I'm doing the same activities. But because we didn't examine ourselves closely, we find ourselves way away from what we thought we were. And it becomes condemning. Because we're saying to ourselves, look what we've done. How did we get here? How did we mess up? How did we get so far off the course? But I'm here to let you recognize, if we would examine ourselves regularly, if we would just commit, listen, I like during the holidays, I know I eat more than I should. I need to watch myself. I know I need to exercise more during the holidays. I have to be proactive about that. Or listen, when there's a football game, I tend to find myself overeating. And I'm using that as an example, but there's other things that we indulge in as well. Sometimes we say, well, I'm going to have a little drink because it's my homeboy's birthday party, or I'm at a wedding and Jesus turned water to wine at the wedding, so it's okay for me to drink. And then we find ourselves back in the monkey mind rock. We find ourselves still out there far from what God wanted us to be. Why? Because we took that occasion of sin and it revived in us, and then we died. But look what it says here. Wherefore the law is holy, the 12th verse. And the commandment holy and just and good. So I'm not disagreeing that that's the law. I know what's right from wrong. I'm not trying to say that it's right. I'm not trying to say that the word of God is wrong. I know what's just. Look what it says here. What then which was good may death unto me, God forbid, but sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that the sin by commandment might become exceedingly sinful. In other words, what God was showing me here is that because I have opened up your eyes, I'm giving you to see the very appearance of sin. Before you do it, before you calculate it in your mind and strategize and find a way to do it, I'm going to show you how sinful it really is. I'm going to put it right there in your face. I'm going to give you a check of a doctor's appointment where you're going to get on a scale, but don't lie, praise the Lord. And when you get on that scale, you're going to have to look at that scale just like the doctor did and recognize, if this is true, if this is real, I'm the one that did it. I'm the one that ate that. I'm the one that did the exercise. I'm the one that thought I was all right, knowing that, yeah, my clothes, I'm still wearing the same clothes, but if I admit it, listen, this clothes was snugger than it was last month. So I know that I'm wearing the same clothes, but it don't fit the way that it used to fit. I know that I'm going to church, but I know I'm still slipping and dipping. I know I'm still doing some things I shouldn't be doing. But God, I love you. But if you love God, you got to keep His commandments. And the only way you can keep this commandment is getting His word. So let's get back in His word. So it says, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I'm carnal. So here we are confessing, sold under sin. Now, he almost feels defeated, praise the Lord, because he's saying that I want to be spiritual. I want to be right. I agree that the law is spiritual, but I find that now it's hard to live holy. My God, today, it's hard to live saved. Now, because you know what? Until you really made up your mind that you're a sinner, it's going to be hard for you to come out of sin. Even in Alcoholics Anonymous, the first thing they say is, hi, my name is such and such and such, I'm an alcoholic. Why? Because they want to recognize who they are so that they can get from that place. The same thing in God. Just because you go to church don't mean you're saved. You have to recognize that I'm a sinner and I'm saved by grace of God, and now I'm a new creature because of who He is, not because of who I am. But it says here that for which I do allow not, for what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that's what I'm doing. For I started crying out to God when I read this scripture. I said, God, this is me. For that which I allow not, for what I would do, I do not. But what I hate, I find myself doing. If then I do that which I would not, I consider to the law that it is good. Now then it is no longer that that do it, but now I find out it's sin in me that I have not been. Some things in me that are not right. It's the things in me that have caused me to slip and dip and find myself backsliding from the things of God. It says here, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, that nothing good dwells. How long did it take for you to realize that nothing good is in your flesh? I didn't find that out until after I was saved. Because I felt like if I confessed with my mouth and believed in my heart that I would be saved and delivered and set free, and I didn't, when I got filled with the Holy Ghost, I didn't think that I could ever sin again. And so I felt myself. And so I found myself doing the things that I know that I shouldn't do, then I realized, God, I got to take care of this sin business on the inside of me, praise God. I know you're cleaning me up, but I found that there's some things in me that I don't want to be in me, and it's causing me to go back into my old way. But then he goes on to say in the 22nd verse, we wind up this time, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law warring in my members, in the law of my mind, and bring me under captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? Then we said, I thank God, Christ, and Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then with my mind I serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. And basically what he's saying right here, you got to make up your mind. I know my flesh will sin any time I allow it to, but I am serving of God with my mind. I am not going to give in to my flesh. This flesh is enmity to God. The Bible says, I'm subject to God. Indeed, neither is he going to do the things of God. You have to believe in your mind and allow your mind to dictate what your body is going to do. You have to cleanly delivered from everything so that he can help you to walk according to his statutes and to perform his will in this earth realm. We are able to go further than our love, Jesus, but we must examine ourselves so that we can be that living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. God bless you. We're looking out of time today, but I thank God for you. Have a wonderful blessed day in the Lord.